This is my lifelong dream.
Hey guys, welcome to the Onset Podcast. I can't get in better one time.
No, I don't know how much you're benching right now. I need to know these facts.
Do not be who you are sitting down here to be if you did not go through all those things. Yeah. As little as they may seem, do you understand?
Everything makes sense after the fact.
If a guy's talking too much, you need to also be careful, man, because guys, they shall hear.
As for what? That's some period.
Because, man, that is a pretty ambitious guy. So when you see him start to stop, you're really happy for him, man.
Hey guys, welcome to the Onset Podcast. How's everyone doing? Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Onset Podcast. It's great to have you guys here as always. Thank you guys for the support and thank you guys for the love. I promise I'm here with a guest, a very, very special guest, someone who's very special
to
me.
You just say this for everyone?
No, I don't. Well, Michelle is special to me. Very special guest, someone who I love so much. And yeah, so I'm going to kind of like let her introduce herself because she has like a whole like a whole introduction written down. So,
it's not written.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Why are you laughing? Please. Don't look. Hi guys, how you all doing? Welcome back to another episode of the Onset Podcast. It's your girl Tej, baby. And you know we only write in once a month or once every other month. So yeah, I hope we've all been good. I mean, I've been poisoned by food in the last week, and you know, but I'm here now. We live and we rise. So thank you for bringing me here, Daniel.
She said we live and we rise.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. So yeah,
guys, I said Tejri should give us introduction. Tejri has given us biography.
We're getting there.
But yeah, thanks so much, Tej, for coming. I'm sorry you had to sit in traffic for 2 hours because of me, but yeah,
crazy. I guess I actually shed tears. Like, I'm sure people were looking at me like, who's this babe? I was screaming like, why can't you just wait for me? This is my lane.
This is why you need to move back to Abuja.
This is why. And I told my mom today that they should just know that they're actually the reason I'm slightly depressed, because ABJ has clearer roads. No, okay. But it's just like my mom was like, oh, stop coming home late. I'm like, well, I want to avoid rush hour traffic at like 6-7. Mm-hmm. Right. So
Why are you going to?
I mean, niggas be taking me out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm joking, Abig. But I just don't like rush hour traffic. You know, so I would always wait till like 8 or 9 before I start heading home and stuff. But yeah.
But yeah.
This is my podcast voice, by the way. Can you tell? It's different.
Yeah. It's, I mean.
It's smooth.
Yeah. Sure. But yeah, Tej, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you, as always.
Are we meant to look at each other, or...?
Nah, you can do anything you want, darling. Like, okay. You can look at me, you can look at the mic, you can look at the floor. I'll look at just be your vibe. Like, she's in her element right now. Like, she's literally just, like, bossing this and just, like, yeah. But yeah, please, you ought to... Now that you've told us... I was thinking about you before you came, like, 10 years ago, I would never have imagined you'd be, like, on my podcast, in my house, chilling with me, you know... By the way, when I went to law school, to Abuja for, how long did I sleep in your house? Like a week.
We had a whole sleepover. It was crazy.
That was actually like one of the best things I've ever done. It was really lit.
I got lashing for it though.
You got what?
Lashing. Well, not lashing. What does lashing mean?
Lashing
mean
like they scolded you, like they flogged you.
They didn't flog me. Imagine them flogging me. But like, you know, they were just like, oh, yes, we haven't so many people. I'm like, well,
no, they were saying this while we were at the house.
No, though. Not while. No, that was my brother just being, what's the word? I didn't say anything. I love my brother so much.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, that was him just speculating that I might be doing mini parties and stuff. But yeah, my dad didn't say it to my face, but I just knew. Because I forgot to hide the duvets. ADK and Patrick, by the way, thanks for leaving your duvets there. And I forgot to put it in You know when my dad came back that morning?
Yeah.
I forgot to just to scoop it away. Yes, yeah, so he saw it, and obviously.
And it was like
2-1-2. He didn't ask, but I could tell that he wasn't a bit.
You just actually was one of the girls.
Why would they be sleeping?
Fair enough.
But
yeah.
But it's cool. Wait, did he say anything
to your face?
No, to my face. Imagine him.
It doesn't matter.
But yeah, I'll do it again, shall.
Of course. Looking forward to it. I will be there.
Okay.
But yeah, we had like best time in like in Abuja, like just chilling and just so be good. Like, yeah.
It's like a mini vacation.
Really. It actually was, man. Yeah. Like it was 7 days of basically just being at home.
Okay.
And just
pushing seven seats. Everyone is just, I can't hate touching. You're driving too fast. I'm too fast. I'm like, okay, guys.
By the way, you guys.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Tejri,
they don't want to hear it.
Drives,
either. Okay.
Like, guys,
like, pick your words right, Daniel. Guys, do or die.
Guys, Tejri drives like a
Formula
One driver with a Lagos downfield driver brain. like you know people who like to do dangerous stuff, but they are good at the dangerous stuff that they do. That is Tejri. Tejri does the most.
Oh, the
dumbest things that she's driving.
What? No, I don't.
Not the dumbest things. But she does the craziest things when she's driving. And she never misses. It's like the funniest thing to me. She's like a doubtful driver brain, but like in Miss Hamilton's.
But you know that I've actually had several dreams about my driving. And I promise God I'll take it easy.
I've told you this before.
I've told you this before.
Like, there was one time we were driving in the car, right? And then, we came back from where we went out to, and it was all vibes, like, it was great and everything. Like, she drove really well. Like, I for me to actually sleep in the car.
Thank you.
With Tejri driving, it's like a miracle.
Mommy, I hope you can heal.
Yeah. But when we were on our way home, I was telling her, like, she was like, how did my driving go? And I was like, oh, your driving was mad. Your driving was amazing and everything. Like, you drove really well. And then the police officer was in the car in front. And I said something. I was like, "Oh, you need to."
I think it was that I get too close to the cars in front of me. The guy just like, "Yes, true." I was like, "Okay, if you got something to say, just say it." Like I was so confused.
The guy was waiting.
Bruh, he was quiet the whole time. When they got to the, he was like, "Yes, I've been one teller." I was like, "Okay, thanks."
But yeah, it'd be like that sometimes. But yeah, bruh. Let's get to this episode.
Okay.
And that's your introduction, but basically, the introduction is I love Tejri. Tejri is like the best person.
Thank you.
Like, I absolutely love you. I adore you.
I can't believe we're friends now. But I mean, I saw it coming.
What do you mean you can't believe we're friends? Like, I'm not a bad person.
You're not a bad person, but like, we just never had that thing LF. And you would assume that relationships like sprouts out of, you know, from your past and stuff. But I did tell you that we're going to be friends.
You told me this.
In law school. I was like, I feel like we're going to be really close. Probably, you know,
I wasn't paying attention.
You don't listen.
So. Yeah, they were. No, that's a really bad shade. Like, you say I don't listen. Because actually.
Okay, no, you do, but sometimes you zone out.
I zone out a lot. I actually do zone out.
It's cool, though. It's cool. You were on my bed. I was studying.
Can you clarify that I was on your bed?
You were sitting down.
Okay, great. Just making sure.
Oh, come on, please.
No, like I was sitting down on your bed.
You were sitting down on my bed.
Oh, I'm on the table, right?
I was on the table. And then you were writing. And I was writing. And then you went to sequence.
Shout out KY, by the way.
Shout out KY. I love you. I miss you.
I miss you too. You don't call me, but it's
Daniel, calm, this is my shout out. Do your own later.
KY, you don't call me. But yeah, it's fine. When you come back tonight, now in Christmas, you'll be like, oh my gosh, Daniel, I miss you.
I don't think so, but. Okay.
Today's episode, let's go.
Okay.
So, you're the introduction of today's episode.
What are we talking about again?
Why is that when I invite people?
It's just something I have to say.
What are you talking about? I'm like, I already told you this.
It's just something I have to say to reboost my brain. Like, why are you getting all frisky? Okay. So, getting all frisky. So, today we're going to be talking about love languages. And I mean, I know when people hear love languages, we think about the typical five, you know. Sense, smell. Wait. wait. Okay.
I'm dying.
You're not saying the love languages. Wait, it's physical touch.
I'm actually dying.
Physical touch. Why is smell?
Physical touch, okay, acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, and
gifts.
Gifts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Alright, so let's start with the obvious question.
What are mine?
I don't know what are yours. What are your first three? Because apparently, the most important ones to note are the first two and the last one. Right? Because the first two tell you your strongest, the ones that make you feel loved, and the last one tells you the one that's just like, just
if I had to pick one. I mean, I was literally thinking about this in the bathroom, and I always talk about things in the bathroom, by the way. But anyways, I was thinking about this, and I literally just feel like I think I have two different love languages depending on the relationship we have. So I think I have my love languages with my partner and with my friends and stuff.
Because you have to experience
this. And honestly, I'm sorry, I'm not even trying to be like different, but I also feel like out of those five, that cannot be the only five love languages that exist, you know? I'm just saying because I'm just saying because I don't resonate with, like, when I have to pick, it's like, I don't know. But anyways,
okay, no, so what do you, okay, so now you said three things. We're going to touch one of them, each of them one by one, right? Okay. So we're talking about your first two and then the last love language.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about how it differs between your friend and partner. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the ones that you think are not there that we should include.
I don't know the answer to that one. I would think about it.
Okay, so let's start with, what are your strongest two?
Okay, my strongest two, but this is where I have a problem.
Uh-huh.
I would say physical touch, right, for me and my partner. But I don't want my friends to be hugging me all the time.
Relax, Farah Bale. The two that are relevant to your partner.
Okay, to my partner, I would say physical touch. I never had a partner before, so I don't know if words of affirmation will make me ick or make me be like, oh, I love you too, babe. Or, I mean, gifting might also just seem kind of fake. Like, just every time I bought you this bag, I bought you this, that. But it doesn't have to be stuff like that. It could be something that you want or... Do you know what? I thought about this. My top two are physical touch and presents.
That's gifts.
Presents. Like
presence,
yeah, the ability to be present. Okay, yeah,
quality time.
Okay, so quality time, but not quality time, presence.
Wait,
like being present.
Like, okay, so you know, there's somebody being there as part of the person actually existing, right? Like, as part of the way I'm here with you in flesh, and there's being there as part, oh, you need someone to talk to or someone to like lean on or someone to listen to you. That also means being present.
That is it for me.
So it's the second one.
The second one,
not necessarily being physically present. Or both.
I mean, it could be both. If we're not in a long distance relationship,
okay. So that was my next question. That means you can't do a long distance relationship, because you just said your top two are physical touch and presence.
But see, I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like I don't require much. So that can be my love language. Physical touch doesn't mean that like I would die if my partner doesn't live, like. Isn't
you wouldn't
close
die,
to
but
me.
Would you be able to like? Would you be able to?
I think
thrive
I would.
Be,
I think
like
I
that.
Would be able to. Like I said, I've not been in one before properly. Like my only one, I would say, it was like a sham relationship.
What's a sham relationship?
It was just a sham relationship. But I mean, I was really young. I was like 17, and it's not just about the age. It's also where I was at in life. I had just come out of high school.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was tall, and you know what? I don't really want to like describe him, but it's just more or less like, I can't really say these things, but it's just that.
Okay, wait.
I just don't want to talk too much about it. But I just look at me feeling like a YouTuber. I just don't want to talk too much about it. But anyways,
Charles, okay, Joe, yeah, something.
But I was just really young. I obviously didn't know what I was looking for in a relationship. It was just like, okay, this guy likes me, fair enough, didn't know what I had. No standards. I had no, not to say he was a bad person, but obviously I was young, so I haven't found myself. I haven't found what works for me, etc. So like I said, because I haven't been exposed to what a relationship could be like or how it could be when the partner is with you and stuff like that, I think I am more or less open. I can't say I cannot do a long distance relationship. I can't say I can. I just feel like if the person is right for me, I strongly believe in soulmates and best friends. So if he's right
for
me.
Hold on. All right. So again, I want to pick out the piece of what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So the first thing is, you said that you didn't know what you wanted in a relationship, right? Do you know what you want in a relationship now?
100.
Okay. So do you mind telling?
Yeah, of course. I mean, so I've thought about this, and I think what I want from a relationship, First of all, I want to be in a relationship to marry. I'm sorry. I know people have this whole, like, they're getting a relationship to marry because four things. No thanks.
Because what?
Like, why are you getting into a relationship? Okay, like pressure. Seeing pressure, marry. Okay, yeah, pressure, I don't think it's pressure. I just think, why am I going to emotionally invest myself in someone for it to end? I believe in marriage. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just my two cents. Exactly. So what I want, obviously, would be for someone who's understanding. I'm not hot-headed. This is besides physical qualities, obviously.
Okay.
Not hot-headed, understanding, and just calm, really. Mm. I'm not asking for too much. Obviously, don't be dirty, don't be smelling, don't be disorganized. Like, why are you wearing wrong good clothes? Those are just by the side. But I'm sorry, be prim and proper as well. Chile, like, how you gonna see me and just be acting out? Nah, nigga. But yes, for real,
you remember this? Kedri has this random burst of madness where she just passes, like, her brain just goes off.
But yeah, just honestly, understanding, calm, Christian, not just Christian, as in you love God, and I can see through of that, and not hot headed.
Fair enough.
Literally.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so let me then go to the second.
Mm-hmm.
So the second thing that you mentioned, right? No one that mentioned, you that mentioned it.
What did I say? Sounds like as if you were about to trap me.
No, I'm not about to trap you. I'm just asking. Okay, so then you also said that with your friends, it's different, right? Okay, so what is that? Okay, sorry, before I even get to that, what's the one love language that if your partner does, it's going to pass over your head? Like, I mean, I appreciate this, but this doesn't mean as much to me. What's that one?
So what are the five? Sense, smell, touch. I'm joking. So the five are physical touch, words of affirmation, gifting, quality time, and...
Acts of service.
Okay, so I'm going to start from what I really like. Okay. Right. I love acts of service.
Okay.
That means you're thinking about me. Okay. I'm trying to alleviate my stress.
Yeah, I take away like the stress. Exactly. Like, ease your burden.
It's not something
like,
I can ask you
vibes.
For.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just you're willing to do it for me because you love me, you know? So, yeah.
You actually see the blush on her face right now.
Because that's how I am.
Yeah.
That's how I show love to people. Like, you want to get this done. I don't like stress, but if it's within my means, why not? I don't want you stressing about things I can handle. You know what I mean? So, anyways, acts of service for sure. Physical touch, I love it. I mean, you might as well tell me you want to break up with me if we're together and you're not touching me. Like, at least holding my pinky. Like,
come on. Yeah.
So there's that. Gifting, a little once in a while. Do you know what? The strongest contenders are gifting and...
Quality time.
No, I love quality time.
So it has to be gifting.
Or
words of affirmation, sorry.
Okay. See, words of affirmation. I mean, I've been lied to. I'm joking. But it's just... it's not even that. It's
this
just...
It kills me, man.
Words of affirmation when it is, like, very necessary. Maybe I am in a very bad headspace or... You can't just be telling me every day, I'm so glad I met you, the love of my life. Like, it's calm down, you know? But... If I'm in a bad headspace and you tell me this is why I picked you because I know that you are a strong woman, amazing. So not all the time, chill, literally don't be doing too much with your words because I will pick on it and the day you mess up I will say okay, but
yeah, but I have a problem with women like you. I can't like
okay, well keep having your problem then. Wait. I don't want to know what is.
Let me tell you my problem with women like you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because I say something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, because like I'm human or I have some character flaw, what I say isn't necessarily consistent
with
what I do, right? Does that not automatically mean that what I've said is invalid? Because I know that people is you say something, babe, and you mean it like with all your like with your whole chest, and you can you can back it up through like a series of actions and through like certain behaviors to show that okay, I actually mean this. And I appreciate you this way. But then one bad thing and it's like, ah, you said you like relax.
Okay, I'm sorry, this is just how I feel. I feel like men are a lot of the times, right, they feel things very spontaneously and they voice how they're feeling without really digesting their feelings and emotions, and I'm not like that. So like you can meet someone today and the person is saying, maybe not today, but obviously as you guys talk, and he's like, oh my god, you're just the type of person I've been looking for. ETC, this is so cringe, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you know that's the average Lagos
guy. But I'm like, who deals with Lagos guys? Not me. But I'm just saying, like, in general. I just mean that, like...
Wahala for no get left.
Wahala. Whatever who they date Lagos guys. Wahala. But I just feel like... Digest your emotions. Emotions are fleeting, right? Know that what you're feeling is what you're feeling because... it has made sense in your head, not just because it's made sense in your heart or in your stomach because you're having fanny flutters, right? So I'm serious. So like somebody would see me now and be confused by my beauty and they'll not start saying things. No, I don't appreciate it. And even if your actions have been backing it up, maybe it's because you're being like infatuated or whatever. Yeah, you were feeling it, I know, but were you in your senses is a question. So I'm sorry, like, I will hold you to your words. And sometimes I don't even stress myself holding people to their flimsy words because I know they didn't mean anything in the first place. So I hope I've answered your question.
You should do that. Not like that.
Exactly. So
fair enough. Right. That makes sense. Not comforting for the guys that are listening because I mean like that's actually
All I'm saying is know what you're feeling before you start opening your mouth.
Yeah, so if I actually feel something, right, like I know I feel something and I know like I appreciate you and I know like I like you and I know like this is serious and I've digested it, right?
That is a part you left out.
No, but hold on. Hold on. My point is you can easily interpret my misaction or my inaction and say, oh, you didn't really like me because I did something that's wrong.
Come on. It's not so black and white. Understanding is important. Obviously, I would... And time as well. I would know you, right? And I would see... And by this series of action, I don't mean like, oh, you took me out now and you took me here.
No. I mean like constantly.
Yeah, no, obviously. Like, I'm not a fool now. Like, you can mess up, right? You can mess up. I'm not going to say, oh, you said you were never going to... I would remind you that, darling...
You said... Did you see my point?
No. I haven't even landed.
Oh, yeah,
no. I remind you, like, darling, I know that no one is perfect and stuff, but... I know that old habits die hard, but trust me, if I have seen that you have made the effort, why not? I'm not stupid. But all I'm saying is like, men just be feeling things in the heat of the moment, and they're talking. I'm like, I will slap you. Like, just calm down. I don't even listen to men when they be talking too much. Do you get what I mean? Like, I started talking to someone, and all of a sudden it's like, no, I'm going to make this work. Why do you want to make it work? What about me makes you want to make it work? And it's crickets. Hello. I'm really bopping my head like they can't see me, but it's just how I feel.
I wish I could take a video of this. I wish I could take a video. I swear, I'm screaming. Actually killing me. But yeah.
Nah, but for
very,
real.
Very, very valuable. Okay, so let's go to the one about your friends. Like, mm-hmm. So what are your top love language when it comes to friends? I know word of affirmation is probably like high up there, man. Or like,
do you know what?
Right.
I have a good answer to this.
Alright, shoot.
So this is my answer. I'm gonna give a bit of backstory.
Okay, first go on.
When I was in high school,
is your podcast episode? Is your
of
show?
Course. Hi, yeah. Guys, welcome to Ted Davis podcast on Thursday's Tea with Ted. Watch out for me soon. Might be coming close to your ears. Okay,
coming
but anyways,
coming to a studio near you.
Near you, 99.9 cool FM. But anyways,
no, I'm cutting that.
Cut it.
No,
okay. Cut it for real. But yeah, when I was in high school, right, I say this all the time. I'm sure people like ADK would be laughing at me because I get so emotional when I have to talk with my friends. But in high school, I didn't really have friends like year 7, 8, 9, 10, right? And it was also because I had this very somehow character. We're all grown and kids are mean. So I was one of those people that people were mean to, right? It might not really seem like it, but...
Yeah.
It really was what it was. So I began to realize that people were this way because I had an attitude, a major attitude flaw, right? So I began to work on myself. And in year 11, I had the best roommate. Was it year 11 or 12? But I don't even remember. But in year 11, I began to pick myself up and be strong in myself and be like, okay, I know that this is a problem. So I was very open to like criticisms. I would even ask people like, is what I did bad or... Do you get what I mean? So that's how I actually made the friends I made in year 11 and 12 and stuff. So going into uni, I swear they couldn't have put me in a worse place. I was in Lancaster, so I only knew like 5 people, right? It's just the people I knew were the people I knew. Like, it wasn't really easy to meet other people.
So Dayo and...
Yeah, yeah, Dayo, Ayo, Mifemi.
Sorry, Dayo, Ayo.
Dayo, Ayo. Sorry, guys, I actually have a quote. Essay, yeah, but they were all in the air above me.
Oh, right.
Exactly.
Right,
so, I still made friends, but my point is just that it became clearer and clearer to me what I would want from my friends. And it became something that was outside of the five love languages. So what made me really feel like I had a friend or someone that actually loved me as a friend was when they could call me out and be like, okay, Tej, that was a bit like off. You reacted badly and stuff like that and still love me, right? And I had major trust issues. No, not trust, sorry. I had major like... trust issues, for lack of a better word, in terms of feeling like someone might not be my friend anymore or just leave me alone because they've had too much. Do you get what I mean? That kind of thing. I reacted very badly to things. So people that were able to stick around, obviously to their detriment because it almost... it must have been hectic dealing with stuff like this, but people that were able to stick around, people that were able to tell me the truth, people that were able to still love me because I still had good qualities, obviously. So that's what made friendships for me. And for my friends, it could be words of affirmation, because them telling me stuff like, Ted, you've really improved from XYZ time, or I've noticed that you don't get as angry quickly anymore, just stuff like that. It's amazing to me. And gifting me by saying, oh, I got this for you because I can see how hard you've been trying to do this. And trust me, it means the world to me. Like, even working, and sometimes I remember being in law school and I would just give up sometimes because I was so afraid of failure, right? And I'm just like, I actually don't know if I can do this, blah, blah, blah. I'll be killing myself. And Clarissa will be like, and I'll say to her, like, I'm not going to lie, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it, or this. Obviously, I had God, but sometimes the flesh is just like, bruh, I'm tired. It's not even sticking. I still have so much to do. And kind of like, Ted, you've been reading. You read when I do. You do what's best for you. So stuff like that, it makes sense to me. Not just you telling me, oh, Ted, I love you so much as my friend. It doesn't make sense. But when you're able to affirm me in stuff that actually really matter to me or to us, or to our relationship, then yeah. So for my friends, whom I love so much, words of affirmation is amazing for me. Yeah, what are the other things? Physical touch, guy, don't be hugging me like that. You know my man. And but when you see me, hug me though. I mean, come on. But but yeah, all the other things, quality time can be good. I love quality time, but I think I also get drained easily because I feel like I always have to be talking, which is not bad. But,
That's bad. Like, I hate having to like always talk to someone.
So if I have a friend that is fine with like maybe we can watch shows and not talk in between, that's fine. Yeah. Or we can just be together and, oh my god, have you seen this? And we just, she can, I mean. So that's fine for me. So words of affirmation, quality time, top two for my friends, whom I love so much. Okay.
That was such a cute story. I can't be like, that's actually a very cute story. And I can relate, like, on a very high level because, I mean, just differences. Like, friendship is like the most, like, you know, I always got some of my friends. I feel like I never go
an episode without talking about it. Episode,
exactly. Like, I always gassed on my friends. So, like, I can relate to that. High five. Try to do well.
Thank you.
Proud of you. Anyway, so let's now make the conversation
a little bit spicy.
Exactly. So, first question is, have you ever been in a relationship? Or if not been in a relationship, have you ever been in a... why are you forming? Have you ever been in a situation?
I don't be doing that. I'm joking.
Well, yeah. Well,
oh, yeah, finish your question.
Have you ever been in a situation where you weren't getting what you needed, and you felt like, and you like you maybe like you compromised, or are you about to sneeze?
No.
It's too cold. Mm-mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's too cold.
Wait. It just keeps coming and going. Okay. I'm actually fine. Okay.
I have been in a situation where, like, you you're interested in someone, you have something to do with someone, and you weren't getting what you need. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. I just got a bit emotional talking about my friends whom I love so much.
Like I was saying, have you ever been in a situation where like you get involved with someone and you're not getting what you need, but like you kind of like compromise and just like overlook it? Because I am starting to, I heard someone say this, and I don't know if it's accurate, but I heard someone say that your love languages can change depending on how you mature. And I also heard someone say your love languages can change depending on the person that you are with, right? Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, I haven't been in a serious relationship. Okay, that's a lie. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's not a lie.
I got some tissues.
Yeah, I have. Let me get you some. Hold on.
In the meantime, guys,
church was good to keep you guys company while I get
here. I would keep you company. So you guys should just inbox me, DM me, just tell me what you're feeling, tell me what you're thinking. I really would love to know the people that listen to Daniel's podcast. So let's talk. You know, my spec might just be that I'm joking. I'm not really looking, but but yeah, let's talk.
Not you trying to find a man on my podcast.
I'm not trying to do that. Okay.
So I was saying, so I've heard like logic that your love languages can change as you mature and based on the person. So like in my experience, I found out that when I was interested in someone, if the person wasn't necessarily big on physical touch, I think my top 2 words of affirmation are physical touch.
Mm-hmm.
If the person wasn't necessarily big on physical touch, but they were good on like, they were big on quality time, I would kind of like
just compromise a little bit. Me in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. But to some degree, I feel like that always put me at a detriment because it was like I was, you know, like I felt like I was putting aside.
You were able to love her, the person, and you felt like they weren't the loving same, exactly. you the way you wanted.
But
to.
I've also been in one where it's like from the get go, I know this person is crap with words of affirmation. This person can't put together a text, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like, I mean, that's just who she is. Like, let's just. Like, fine, that's what
you know, that it's not a personal thing.
Do you get so? What's your take on that?
Well. This is no shade to all the guys I've ever dated. I'm joking, I'm not really dissing anyone, but this is no shade to all the guys I would be like, oh yeah, touch Jamie now, I sign me up. I'm joking, but no shade at all. But I feel like with all these like little flings or small things, I have never really cared so much about the love languages that exist between us two, because it's just like we know what we're doing here, Asper. We know that this is not not even that. It's just a little cult here and there. It's like, oh my god, hi man. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, we're just vibing, so it's cool. It's cool. Like, you don't really have to be doing too much. Like, I don't really. Do you get what I'm saying? I just didn't really care. But I would say the answer to your question.
Do you think like you were in a relationship and the person like you were seeing beforehand goes to you, says, look, Tejri, I love you and I want to be with you and everything, but like physical touch is not my thing. Blah, blah, blah. Do you think that would be like a deal breaker for you?
Okay, so I'm gonna use my best friend as an example. Tittle hates, like, why are you hugging him? Like, why are you touching him? Do you get what I mean? And me, if I love you so much, I'm always like, I'm always going to be hugging you. Tito is like my only friend that I think I hug so much. But it's like, I know that he doesn't like physical touch, so I keep it minimal, right? Or it's just like, and he knows that I like it as well. So when he sees me, he has to hug me. Or do you get what I'm saying? So we've compromised on both sides. And I just feel like, I think I was over, but again, Tito's not my man, so I don't know how I would feel if my man was just not about that. Do you get what I'm saying? It's just like, no, nigga, like, why is your left hand not on my right thigh? Like, I'd be right hand on left thigh, whatever. But it's just like,
is all you guys in physical touch, dude?
Omar, just tell me you want to break up with me right now. Like, I don't, so you want to tell me that Till was to be in this room and you wouldn't even just be holding my pinky, even if you're not like enveloping me with love, but at least hold my thumb, touch my toe.
That is so weird. Like,
no,
I feel like, bruh, that is tough.
Physical touch is number one. Like, you don't even have to say nothing to me. If you wake up in the morning and you're just like, and you just go, Jige, it's like, okay, this one just loves me. Do you know what I'm saying? But if you wake up in the morning like, ah, I just love you so much, baby, I'll walk out, I'm like, I'm like, hello, you missing something? Do you get what I mean? So,
but like, have these always been your love language? Like, has this always been how, like, you've rated love languages? Like, do you think, like, this has... Do you think if you knew what you wanted 5 years ago, like, 6 years ago, it would still be the same? And do you think it would still be the same in five... Like, when you have had, like, 10 kids, do you think you'd still be on about
physical touch?
But I mean... I don't know. I'm not saying you want 10 kids. But,
I
like,
mean...
I know you want quite a number.
Nah. Okay. Who has that time? Like, 3.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, with physical touch, as you grow older, things change now. I mean, imagine a long day of lagers and stuff, you've gone through and come back and you're now just on me, like, get out. Like,
this is what I mean, like, I never please women. You can actually, like,
I but again,
I can't, men can never win. We can
win. The problem is, I have never loved someone in that magnitude, so I feel like,
are you scared of love?
I'm not scared. I love it. I want
to. No, like, when I say scared, I mean, like, do you think you'd be able to love the way you're imagining yourself loving right now?
I mean, it's stressful. I'm not gonna lie.
Because you're creating castles in your head. I'm not saying they're not real.
Castles.
Yeah, like, because you're like, well, you know, it's cute stuff you're saying and everything. But, you know, like, I feel like when I think about love, like, as a whole, and like how I'm going to love someone one day, I mean, it's a great. The idea and the prospects are great, but it's like,
you're not just thinking about the dandy stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm actually starting to act like, I'm actually starting to deep that, oh, man, this piece is actually serious.
Yeah, so, but then, of
like,
course.
This babe can tell you something stupid, and you have to just keep quiet and just bone face and just be like, oh, you might not have money and something goes wrong, or there might be some kind of health issue.
I mean, like, I get that love is deep, 100%. I'm not scared of it. This is why I said it's tough, like, it's not easy.
Yeah,
I'm not scared of it at all, but I mean, if we're talking about physical touch, it's down to the menial things, and I actually do believe that it might change, like, when I get older, like, way older with my partner, it might change. But in those little times, that would be my top love language, like, just here and there and stuff like that. My biggest love language is you just being transparent with me at all times. I just know, like, and that's not because you're my partner, that's because you're my best friend. Not because, oh, yes, we've joined together in marriage. Like, not that. But just, if I had a best friend,
so,
how would it
so
be?
You really believe in that marry your best friend vibe?
What? Bro, like, you have to be my bestie. I'm sorry. And this is not just me saying it in the, so we can do bestie, I married my best friend. I make sure to, not that kind of vibe. Just, like, someone who gets you,
you
get them.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They don't have to speak for you to know, okay, maybe I should just give him some time. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I feel like when two people join all in the name of, first of all, they were attracted to each other, and then they were like, okay, let's do this thing, this relationship thing. It's not a matter of, babe, but we have to be, you know how to start using rule books for your relationship, but like, how can we not talk about this? How can we have a situation and you just want to get off the phone? Guy, chill. Like, this is just how I am. I just don't, just give me 2 minutes. Like, I just want to get off the phone, get away from the situation, and maybe come back. Don't be using all these rule books for me. It's not going
to
work. So,
but
my,
like, if you understand that as your, if you understand the person as a friend, you're able to.
Yeah, as a
that.
Friend. And I feel like emotions always, always complicate things.
But you're,
right?
but you're definitely going to be emotional with the person.
No, I will. But, like, when you're based understanding of the person as a friend, you get them. Of course, your emotions will complicate it, but then at least you should have a thinking faculty. I just love that.
But you can't think. But also, this is the thing. Like, the problem with us as human beings, men especially, because men don't think with their heads. Like, is that once, because I had this conversation with one of my friends, and I was like, all well and good you say you want to marry someone who's your friend, but the moment your emotions are involved, it's like your emotions actually take over. More than logic. I mean, logic still works. It's like it kind of like fluctuates because when there's no, you know, when there's nothing, when it's just normal vibes, your friendship,
The
friendship dominant, the more dominant side of your brain.
The English,
yeah.
Daniel, English. Okay. Just a reminder.
Whatever. But like at some point, like more often than not, your emotional side is also going to be driving your action.
Well, I mean, maybe it's because I've been single. I'm very big on like logic over emotions, and this might be a problem.
I'm big on logical emotions, yeah.
Bro, okay, well, that compound word that you just made, I don't know, but I'm just saying my own. Like, I don't know this your logical emission or whatever, but I'm just saying, like, I'm a... I went and said something. Daniel came and made it.
You're actually so silly. But please go on.
Nah, I'm big on logical for emotions, man. Like, I get we can be emotional, but sometimes you should think in faculty. I'm sorry. And maybe I think I've also become kind of cold. Like, calm down. I get, come off this high horse, this your emotional hooga hooga or whatever. And just think as Tej, what would I want to do? Forget relationship or forget married or forget. Just calm down. Is this me being selfish?
Yes, I think. Like, because I thought, okay, so this another.
I mean, I've never really been in love, so this is just.
Yeah, but you're a human being, so you obviously have some idea of what it means to feel emotions for someone or towards someone, right? Even if it's a dog, I mean, you have an idea of what emotions can do to a person, so that's still valid. The point is, like, I think the moment you start to like beat down on someone's emotions, the moment you start to tell someone's, you start to put someone's emotions aside and tell the person to kind of like suppress their emotions, you are taking away a significant chunk of that person's, in quotes, for lack of a better word, humanity, because we are human beings.
Yes, I get it. I'm not saying don't be emotional. Honestly, like, I'm the like, most emotional person.
I don't need emotions right now. Think. I'm like, what does that even mean?
Okay, no, come on. I'm not like that. It's just like, I just don't like it when people let their emotions ruin things or just overpower like certain situations. And for human beings, right, my biggest thing would be you acknowledging that you were acting out of emotions. Because I do that. I can be mad at someone, and in that moment, also because of anxiety, I'm just like, bro, everything I want to say, I'm going to say it now. Do you get what I mean? But at least,
your mom, wow.
G-gets, wow. But then obviously knowing that, like, okay, I acted out of emotion. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still upset, but I'm that kind of person. How do we, do you get what I mean? Let's have a logical conversation about this.
Mm-hmm.
So that when emotions come in the way, like when we're mad or whatever, to an extent, we can radiate it a little bit.
Can what?
Radiate. Daniel, it's English.
Regulate, right?
No, ready. I said, don't ray. Oh, I mean. Radiate.
Radiate means to go, means to. Yeah, means to write it up. Whatever. Yeah. You can actually regulate it.
No, I meant radiate.
You meant radiate, I mean.
I meant radiate. Daniel, no, radiate,
okay.
Yeah, like cool and hot. Okay. You radiate. Do you know? I don't even know, guys. How do you say the word?
Okay, who's going to respond?
Inbox me, like I
okay.
said.
Oh yeah, no, I'll Instagram. I'll put it.
Oh yeah, say the word.
Don't worry.
No, say the word.
Regulate.
I wasn't trying to say regulate.
Okay, no, I'll
I'm trying to say radiate. What's okay. that?
Let me show you, guys.
Don't use all.
I should not open Google.
No, open Google. Since your head is big, say the word now.
Radiate means to light.
Radiate.
It's radiate. It means to light.
Radiate.
Teach me, why are you following, okay. dragging about words?
Alright.
Should I radiate the emotions?
Exactly.
To like, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. what I was
let me,
to
let me Let me ask another question. So, are you cold? Like, off the ACU?
No, I just have a cold.
Okay.
You know, I'm still a hot babe. We just get cold sometimes. To radiate, what? Radiate is a little bit. Okay.
Nah, I'm done with you.
Carry on. Do you think I'm funny, Daniel?
Yeah, of course you're hilarious.
Okay.
I mean, but like,
because some haters.
Nah, yeah, they're hilarious. Like,
thank you.
Yeah, actually funny. Like, we've been new. Like,
guys, I nearly won funniest girl in year 12.
Gosh, oh gosh,
I nearly won it, but guys were just
she
like.
She tells me the story all the time. And I'm
Ted
like,
was gonna.
That was in year 12.
No,
like, you can't take it as a,
no, because I was already winning best dress. They were like, oh, let's just share the prizes. So for all you guys who are just saying Ted is not funny, that's your biz. So as you were saying. Whatever, as you were.
I can't. Anyways, next question. Do you think you can deal with a guy who's like overly emotional?
Habibu. Sorry.
No.
Carry on.
Go on. No, that's my question.
Was that the question?
Yeah, literally was.
I can't. What are you always emotional about? Don't you have a life to live? Like, I'm sorry, but what exactly are you emotional about? Okay. I want to know.
Okay, so, no, you didn't call me. Uh-huh. Wait, let me land.
I have broken up with you like this.
Let me land. You didn't call me when you said joking. You would.
Okay, no, that one I take. Farah,
let me land. Okay, you didn't call me when you said you would. Mm-hmm. You say something that he takes offense mm-hmm. at. Is quick to reaffirm that he likes you or he appreciates you in different ways, not necessarily by words of affirmation, mm-hmm. like just different ways.
I love that.
This is my point. Like, women like selective emotions, and I feel like that's what kills a lot of guys. Because let me explain to you. Most guys are not emotional beings. Like, mm-hmm. most guys are not in touch with their emotions. Like, you meet a guy who's emotional and who understands emotions and knows his triggers and knows what he likes and what he doesn't like. Mm-hmm. That guy's done some work on himself, because as human, as 100%. Men, as men, we're not groomed like that, man. Yeah. Like, we're groomed to not be emotional yeah. at all. Yeah. Do you get?
I mean, to be fair, mm-hmm. when you said an overly emotional guy, all that came into my mind was just
a guy crying and just whimpering and I'm just like,
no, not even crying per se, but just always like in your feelings about everything, like, oh babe, like. Like whining. That's how I think about it. Like, you're just always whining about something.
Okay, what about a guy who just always wants to be with you? Wants to be around you, like, just wants to talk to you.
You know what? At the same time, I can be like that. Like I said, I just haven't found this thing that people are calling love. So I don't know exactly how I'm gonna be.
He's lost on you.
Yeah, go on. I don't be less than our cherished child, oh God, quiet and mistress.
No, oh King Boy,
But it's just like I don't know, but I can understand it, right? I can understand it in the beginning, you know, just this overly attachment or whatever. But, like, I don't know. This is, I just feel like I would be upset if my man didn't call me when he said he was going to be. Not upset, but I would bring it up. I'd be like, darling, you said you were going to call me at 9:30. You get what I'm saying? But, like, that is out of principle. You not doing what you said you were going to do. And I'll do that to anyone,
right.
Not just because you're my partner,
right?
But then where it begins to get annoying is when you start bringing it up over and over again, like, babe, you didn't call me yesterday. I hope today you will call. Ha 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 ha. It's not funny. Like, I can see that you're being emotional about it, but you're trying to act like, you know, it's a joke. Bring it up, and I'll tell you, oh, I'm sorry, that was wrong. I was busy. I should have updated you that this. Moving on.
Let's flip it. So, do you appreciate a guy who can be like, you messed up, I'm pissed at you, like, mm-hmm. I'm not gonna yarn you, like, stay away from me, don't yarn me for mm-hmm. 2 days, like, do you appreciate guys for who are very days? Maybe not 2 days, like,
do you appreciate, are you trying to like break my heart?
Do you appreciate guys who are very like straightforward and straight up their emotion, like blunt, like, you know, there's guys who are
I don't like that. I find it mean. No, Daniel, you went on two extremes. You said an overly emotional guy, and then you went in the middle, balance, radiate it, radiate your emotions. Like, you can't just be
no, wait, hold on. So you don't like the ones who are overly emotional, the ones who are emotional and who are like very emotional. I don't like the ones that are blunt and are just like,
I like the ones in the middle, because I'm in the middle.
What's in the middle?
In the middle is,
you can't eat your cake and have it.
It's not eating your cake and having it.
It is.
It's eating your cake and eating it alone. It is. Let me tell you. No. Eating your cake and letting it enter your tongue. You're not eating your cake and still trying to have it in your mouth. My point is, there's a time for everything under the sun. Oh my God. There's a time for waking. I mean, how is this in the Bible? There's a time to sow. I'm serious, guys. Okay. I know you.
Yeah, let's hear what this thing.
Right. I feel like it's okay to be emotional.
Mm.
But sometimes this is me judging from how I am.
Which is all that matters on this episode, because this is you.
Yeah. And
no, we don't care what they think. I want to know what you think. Right?
Sometimes I'm like, I can be all, yeah, babe. Okay, I'm going to use a real life example.
All right.
Horrible, because I don't really like the guy like that. But it's just an example of how I am regardless, mm-hmm. right? I can tell you something once and twice. So, for example, I'm a caller, not a texter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't reply your text, doesn't mean that, like, I dislike you. It's stressing me out, right? Mm-hmm. And I've told you, babe, I'm a caller, I'm not a texter. But you're the one chasing me, so I'm not going to be calling you. You should be calling me so I know that, okay, you're kind of interested. So, say you text me and you're out. You're like, oh, babe, I'm out. ETC. I'll call you when I get home. You don't call me when you get home. Say I even go the extra mile of even calling you because I haven't heard from you and I'm about to sleep. And you don't pick up. And the next day, it's like, hey, what's up, without addressing what you did before. And I bring it up like, you said you were going to call me because I'm a caller, you know. That's me spending quality time with you, calling, right? And I bring it up. I'm upset about it. Okay, you're like, oh, I'll try and be better. I hate hearing that line, but anyways.
Why?
Sorry.
Why? No, please, let's bridge it.
I think it's because of how much I've heard it.
But if a guy genuinely tells you, look, I know I messed up.
It's nice when I know that.
Well, how would you know?
No, Daniel, I've heard it too much, at least from one person. It's like, every small thing, I'll try and be better. What? Hello? Why are you not already better? Like, my own is, do you know what I used to say to Coin Center, right? It's just like, me, I've been working on myself. Man, where so have funny, you man. Been? What have you been doing? It's not every single thing you should try and be better at. Some things you should really be good at before you come and look for me. Like, I'm sorry. No, but Daniel, do you actually get what I'm saying? No, do you get what I'm saying?
I don't, darling.
Daniel.
Yeah, because I've had this criticism. I've had this said to me before, right? I've been like, oh, look, I messed up, right? Like, I'll do better. And at some point, she was like, don't say this thing to me again.
Literally.
And I'm like, relax, man. Like, I actually mean that. Like, this is something that I can actually do better in. And I'm telling you, like, I'm making an effort to be committed towards, you know, like, improving. Like, why is this an issue that I'm reaffirming to you that I want to improve? I feel like that's unaddressed trauma that you're not addressed.
It's not, yeah, it's trauma because niggas don't.
And your boss gives you, again, it's just a workout. Mm-hmm. Your boss gives you something to do and you do it, but you don't do it excellently well.
Mm-hmm.
And your boss nags and says, oh, blah, 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 blah. I say, oh, sir, thank you for pointing out my mistake. I'm sorry. Next time I'll do better. That should not be an issue.
No, do you know because what the problem
is? Wait, hold on. Because first of all, you are acknowledging two things. One, your boss already acknowledges that you're not perfect. I feel like the mistake a lot of women make
It's not that, Daniel. Like we I don't said, expect this you to season be is for women,
so please.
It's not like, do you know what it is for me? Mm. I hate. Okay, this is going back to what I was saying before. If I tell somebody the same thing more than, I can't even say it more than 2 times, but if I say it more than 3 times, I've tapped out.
That is a problem. That is a serious problem.
How is that a problem?
Because there's certain things that people will just not get the first time, second time, third time, no, fourth time, fifth time,
Daniel,
sixth
no,
time.
Listen, but it's not like I save. It's not like I save. I would say it every.
Do you know
time.
That people have been married for 10 years and the wife doesn't like maybe the husband leaving soap on the wall and the guy still leaves soap on the wall?
Do you know what?
And it's
do you know
an
what?
Issue.
Do you know what? If I find the man that I love so much, maybe I will be bothered enough to say it so many times. But it's just like, I don't even like you like that. And you can't even get this right.
Forget all these useless words I'm talking about. What's about like, as far as I like you, more fair, I want to eat you, like.
Of course, like.
No, don't lose focus. The question is, why is this, I want to do better, P, a problem?
Do you know, it's just because I feel like you keep saying it.
What
do
you mean?
Wait. You keep saying it on the topic that I have told you about times talking about why have you not done better. Plus, I'm not the sort of person, I'm not a white or black person. If I can see that you've actually been trying to do better, I would tell you, like, babe, I'm not gonna lie, you messed up. But I know that you're trying to do better and I really appreciate it.
So if I now say I still want to do better after you said that,
I would not be upset because I can see that you're trying to do better. It's like when I was reading in school, Quentin would be like, Tej, I know that you're tired, but you have come a long way from where you were before, but maybe you should try doing this way, create a timetable, da 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 da. It's healthy. I'm not going to expect you to just, if I say, oh, babe, I don't know, why are you always leaving your socks on the floor when you come back from work, right? And in a week, he leaves it on the floor like twice, and I pick it up, 3 times, and I pick it up. On the one time, I'm like, ah, babe, you're still... And he's like, I'm so sorry. And he just throws it in. I won't vex because I've seen that, like, he actually tries to remember to put his socks in his shoe when he comes back from work. Do you know what I'm saying? So, at this point, don't even tell me I'm trying to be better. It's okay. We've established that it's a problem. GSP. Like, we've established it's a problem. But me, I'm just voicing the fact that it's still annoying me. Do you get what I'm saying? So, yeah, but hearing I would do better because you don't call me. Hello, you just don't like me. That's it. Maybe you're attracted to me, but you're not ready. And I'll leave you alone.
I'll do better. That one more. I'm screaming.
It just begins to sound like it's just something you say over and over again.
Yeah.
So it's just very like.
Oh my gosh, we lost the actual thought that I was speaking about before we spoke about.
I warned you.
Because this was so, like, this was my third, because, like, it's almost like now I'm almost against reaffirming my commitment to doing better. I would like to be a better person. Like, you know, I know personally that I want to be a better person. Mm. And I know it. I don't need to say to myself, oh, Daniel, you can do better. Even though I know I can do better. Mm-hmm. I tell myself that every day. Mm-hmm. But when you're dealing with another human being, it's like you have to, because you want the person, again, I get what you're saying, Aspar. Don't say you do better and then don't make
the effort to, right? Actually,
but
do better.
In situations where you say I'll do better and the person has not even seen an instance where you have the opportunity to prove to do it, and they're like, "Who told you to do it?" I'm like, relax.
"No, come on." I don't think. Well, maybe there are people like that, but it's not. That's not how I'm seeing it.
No, but I feel like it's unaddressed trauma, because like people say they'll do better, they'll do better.
Yeah.
So y'all need to address.
And
your
it
trauma.
Just sounds like
y'all need to address your
address
trauma.
Address your trauma, babies. Yeah. So I'm really big on that.
Yeah, that's very important. How do you address your trauma, babies?
Ooh, I love this, because, and this is why Mazi, I want to start a podcast.
Mazi Obiama and I were doing like a. Well, I did like a recent generation live on Saturday. So like men and abuse in relationships. And it's basically just like how we can, because I feel like we talk about abuse a lot in relationships, right? And obviously more often than not it's from the men are the ones who are abused. Who abuse women. I mean, there's instances where women do, but let's not get into that, because the predominant set of abuse comes from men. And it turns out, from my conversations with some of my inner circle men, and just men in general, that a lot of that tendency for abuse is really heightened amongst men that have unaddressed trauma. Like,
I mean, it makes sense. Like, yeah. I feel like, because of where I'm coming from with my friendships, it forced me to go into a place of having to ask myself things and having to ask why I behave the way I'm behaving, or why I respond the way I respond, stuff like that. So it was actually very, very traumatic of me to not have friends and just to feel like people were always not liking me. And it was very, like I said, traumatic. So in order not to carry into my forming relationships, I actually had to address it. And it's like, okay, Tej, this is what you did that made people react like this towards you. You didn't deserve it, but this is what happened, etc. But anyway, to answer the question in just like a general sort of like way or whatever, I actually talk to myself. I feel like talking out the situation to yourself. So saying, I'm gonna use so I had liked a guy, right? And I didn't know why I liked him, because he was not my type. But I really liked him.
Is that actually a thing where you like someone that's not your type?
Oof, chile, been there. But
do you know why that happens?
I think sometimes it could be for different reasons. So this guy in particular just made me feel good. So like, we would always laugh when we talk, and it was a nice break from life. Like, just having someone that, you know, when you talk to them, it's good vibes. Do you know what I'm saying? And he didn't do much as a person who is trying to show interest, but him as a person made me like him. Do you get what I'm saying? So like, he wasn't my type, but I was able to overlook it. He wasn't completely not my type, but do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, not your ideal, not the guy.
Not my ideal type, exactly. But I mean, at the end of the day, physical type or whatever is not everything. So, but yeah, he was able to make. Oh, I've been compromising all my life, and I ain't gonna do that no more. But anyways, so I address my trauma by talking to myself. I talk about the situation. So in that situation where I really like this guy and there was no end for me, because he was really stressing me out because he wasn't doing what I would want someone who likes me to do, I had to write it down. I wrote it down. I'm like, okay, I'm going to call him Curtin. I'm like, okay, why do you like Curtin so much? And I wrote it down. okay, what about Curtin makes you feel this is this? And I wrote it down. Sometimes I speak to myself in the mirror. Sometimes I, because it was something I couldn't get out of and it was affecting me. So I think people run away from, it's like, oh, how am I supposed to do that? How am I supposed to do that? But you would be amazed how relieved you feel when you ask yourself these questions and you try and dig deeper into why you're dealing with what you're dealing with and how you can be better. So yeah, talking to yourself, journaling. Journaling might not really be everyone's cup of tea, but just digging deep and asking yourself why. Do you get what I'm saying?
Finally came up.
but yeah, how do you address your own trauma?
To be fair, I think like I had to. So there's one thing that I think was Obi that Mazi was the one who taught me this. It was like, I feel like I always give my friend shout outs, but I mean Mazi taught me a lot, and he just told me, he was like Adi, first of all, the thing about it is, you know, like accepting that you're actually a human being is something that I struggled with. Like I know I'm a human being, but
accepting that accepting, you can make mistakes,
exactly,
and
actually being able to itemize what it means to be a human being was something that I had to do, because when you live a life where, you know, your parents tell you you're amazing, people are constantly reaffirming you, you have your support system of friends to constantly reaffirm you, you have people around you, you know, like life is a reward, and what's the other one, reward, it's basically, it's a reward system, you do well, people you get rewards, right? When you don't do well, you get punished or you don't get rewards for it. But what I had a difficulty dealing with was doing well and not getting rewarded for it. That was where my trauma stemmed from. So I didn't have any trauma from, oh, maybe like I had like a very terrible experience that scarred me. Man, it was, I did as good as I knew how to do. Like I constantly put my best foot forward as much as I knew how to do. And nothing still came out of it. And it was like, I would still get smacked on the head. Like I would be the perfect child, the angelic child. Like I'll read my book, I'll read my books, I'll study, and I still won't pass an exam. Or I go over and above for my friends and they don't reciprocate. Or in a relationship, I'm killing myself to understudy.
Okay, carry on.
Keep your thoughts. I go like over and above to understudy a woman or just to understand, and I don't get rewarded for it. That was where my trauma, that was where the majority of my trauma stemmed from. So I got to a point where I was like, at some point, life stopped making sense to me, because like you do all this good, like you work on yourself, you do, and then like
it's just
look at you, look at you, stupid, lying down, nothing. So that was where my trauma came from, and I feel like it's something that I'm still trying to understand, something I'm still trying to address, something that I'm still trying to like go through, because you don't want to get to a position where it's like you stop doing good because
you have been traumatized,
and at the same time you don't go to a point where you do good only because you're seeking a reward. So there's like a middle,
a radiation. You need to radiate it. I will keep saying it so you can accept that that's the word I was looking for.
So yeah, your thoughts.
So two things. The first thing was trauma from failure, and the second thing was doing what you can to like understudy a person, and you know they're not giving you the same energy. The first thing I would say about failure, and failure with education, but I feel like this might cut across a lot of things, would be that the one thing you need to do is just kind of like, this is what I did, Shai. Yeah, I feel boost and stuff. It's just I'm sorry, and it wasn't that I failed because I was just not trying. And there was a day that I was looking at my high school reports from like year 7, 8, 9, 10, and they just kept it was so consistent. Teju is a bright girl, she just needs to apply herself better. So imagine for every teacher to say that. If I was not listening in class, they would say Teju doesn't listen in class, you should, do you know what I mean? So I heard that all my life, and I'm like, I don't even know how to be better with studying. I lack focus. I try.
Focus.
Like I jot down. I jiggle what I mean. I'm doing all that I can, and yet, hello, jiggle what I'm saying. It's not. Anyway, so it got to uni and same thing or whatever. But I mean, my point is just removing yourself from this traumatizing situation and being like, yeah, this is what I went through, but this situation I went through is not who I am as a person. But failure just has a way of making you feel like that is who you are. And that's how I felt.
Yeah.
And I was so afraid to fail law school that, like, that affected my reading. It was like, I had to keep telling myself. There were days I would just start crying, like, oh my God, I'm reading all of this, and I'll get to the exam, feel like I know it, but then, boom, I failed. Do you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to constantly remind myself, Ted, you're not a failure. This was just not working out. And also I had to ask God, okay, show me how to read in a way that it would make sense to me as a person. Show me how to, do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like I cracked the code. I didn't crack it, but at least I
did well enough.
I did well enough to exactly get better. Do you get what I'm saying? So with that, I just want to tell everyone out here that's listening to Ted Baby, it's just that you're not your failures, but the more you tell yourself that, it actually pushes you to find yourself and find what makes you weak, so you know that, okay, let me do this and I will be stronger in doing that. But anyways, this is just,
but you know, like, when you're in a situation like that, it has a way of making you feel comfortable, because when you have a critical approach to everything, or to most things in life, you want to actually, and that's one thing that I'm learning, taking a situation and trying to, like, take pieces out of everything to kind of, like, understand, where did I mess up, or where was the problem, where was the red flag.
I've given up on that, man.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about when you said taking yourself away from the situation is so important, because you actually need to do that. Some things you
can't have the answer to everything
exactly,
because you will be here like, I did everything right, and you will kill yourself on that note. It's like, what can I do different next time? No,
just
take yourself out of
the situation, literally, and reapply it, and exactly.
Well, I know we're talking about love.
You're wise, man.
Daniel, please. But I wanted to actually say about the studying someone so much and putting so much effort into a person, and then they're not. I dicey. I would ever, like, tumble myself to, not even tumble, but just put in so much effort to really dig someone out and.
Why?
No. And they are not doing the same for me.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
And this is not just about it being reward. It's effort. It's time consuming. I mean, I may love you, but it's still effort for me to pick your brain and, you know, even ask you why you do what you do, because sometimes people don't even know. So it's through someone asking, like, okay, so babe, why did you, like, do you know, do you know what I mean? Hello, reward me too. You too, ask me. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't stay single for 22 years to join with somebody that has no clue what he's doing on earth. Like, I am so sorry.
But you know, there's guys, like, I'm one of those
I'm
guys.
I'm 24, by the way.
She's actually lying, guys.
I'm not lying.
She's not 24, but.
Okay. 23, sorry, guys. Just had to add one extra.
Yeah. Like I was saying, I'm one of those guys who, like, if you ask me why I do something, I swear, it's the funniest thing. Like, I've had
that. You don't have an answer.
I'm like, that's just me, man. Like, people, like, recently I've had a couple of people ask me, like, do you do this for everyone? And I'm like, yeah, like, I do. I like, why do you do this? And I'm just like,
I don't know. I just say, Daniel,
red flag, Abby?
No, not red flag. This is a very positive thing I'm about to say. It's not actually easy to be the kind of person you are, and I just feel like that's just something God just gave you.
Fair.
I'm like, I'm serious, because, like,
what do you mean, though?
You really apply yourself to your friendships. You apply yourself to, like, your. Do you get what I mean? You're a very
present person. You're always dragging me. See, you always drag me.
See, that's in, like, you have a short attention span type of thing. That's, like, in the moment. But if push came to shove, like, is Daniel a sensible human being that I can? Do you get what I mean? Not all this little, like, Daniel, why are you not Chicken Republic? Chick was getting cold. Not stuff like that, but just like, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's not it's not easy to be a wholesome, not that you are, come on, like, shit, yeah. But you are, but it's not easy. It's not easy to be wholesome. Guys are trying out here.
Well, streets are tough. Yeah.
Streets are tough. That's why I'm not on street.
Yeah, but, like, I'm just one of those guys. Like, I can't explain why I do. I wish I could. Like, I own it some
just
days.
Who you are.
But that's, to me, to most people, that almost seems like it's not a satisfactory answer, right? And I'm like, it gives me some kind of anxiety, because it's like, this is actually who, I know this is who I am. Like, I can't explain why I do half the stuff that I do. Some I can explain, because, you know, like, I mean, some is just being intentional and being practical, but some I can't. So when people say, oh, that's not a good answer.
Do you ever feel like you're, like some people make you feel like you're OTT?
What's OTT? I never
like over the top. Because from what you're
people actually say that to me a lot of the time. Like I get that a lot.
But in serious relationships, not like really.
So it's funny because, like, even I'm still like my mate, like my friendships, like my male friendships, mm-hmm. right? So it's like Tito, I'm with Caro, I'm with Obie, I'm with Daniel Corey, right? Even like since high school, they would all say, ah, Adi is the mushy guy, Adi is the cheesy guy, Adi guy likes love. Because I'm always one that's always saying, oh, I love you guys, man. Mm. Guys, come to see you guys. Guys, let's go out.
That's so mean, yeah.
So since high school, like, it was a really cool thing. No, I mean, it's a joke, right? It was mm-hmm. always a joking thing, but if they needed someone, maybe like someone's gonna give votes of thanks or something, they'll be like, ah, call Adi, right?
Yeah.
And so in high school, when I was still immature, like I used to, I mean, it was a joke, but it kind of like impacted on me a little bit. But it's kind of like what you were saying, as but that's just who I am. It followed me up until even now, and will follow me up until probably the last day of my life, right? And now it's like my friends will no longer see it as
being OTT.
It's just like, bruh.
They really appreciate that you are like that, yeah. Yeah.
So it's just that transit. But I've had people tell me, people I meet, like, for example, like Pastor Busola, she had to tell me one time, she's my pastor, if you're in case you guys are wondering.
Our pastor.
She had to tell me one time, like, never change. Mm. Like,
it's hard out here.
Yeah. It's like, because it can actually be draining. And that's what I'm saying. Because sometimes you get to a point where it's just like,
I didn't even ask you what your love languages are.
I said to her eventually, I was like, physical touch and words of affirmation is number one.
Okay, yeah, you did say that.
Words of affirmation is number one, and then physical touch is like number two. I think the one that I appreciate all of them, but
The one that I least
is probably going to be acts of service, and the reason why is because like I like to serve, like I'm like that's me. If you need a pen,
so if I was to be all acts of service, you'd be like, touch.
No, I'll find a way of appreciating it, but it's just that you probably will get to a point where.
I know what you mean. You do something for them, it's like, you shouldn't have, but thank you anyway. I'm like,
No, it's not even that. It will just get to a point where you and I will be kind of like
going back and forth.
Yeah, going back and forth in service. If I know someone needs something, like, if you call me at 1 a.m. and say I'm stuck somewhere, I will not think twice. I will get up and boom, straight to tip, that kind of thing. Or if I know you need something, I'll find a way to help out. So we just keep So we just keep going back and forth.
I need like $2 million.
But you know, like, it would be nice if someone, you know, I mean, that's why I say I feel like, again, this is where I go to end, because like meeting, but it's fine. 4:15. Yeah. But this is where I go to end. Let's wrap it up here. Would you think before you answer?
This feels like the hot seat song.
It's a hot question.
What show is that?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
Do you think you try to change your partner if he cannot meet your love languages? If he doesn't meet the expectation with regards to love languages? Let's say his first two are something else. What is affirmation and something else? Do you think you try to change your partner? Or do you believe that someone, a partner, should change in order to be able to tally the other person's love language?
I just feel like relationships are compromised. I will not try and change my partner. But, I mean, if my partner loves me like I love him, give me a hug, give me a kiss. Do you get what I'm saying? No, I'm being very serious. Mm-hmm. Because, like, they need to know how important it is to me. I'm not going to let it slide.
Okay, hold on. Make it, Tej, answer the question in a, I'm not saying what you're saying is not logical, but answer it in a way
that makes it
practical. Because this is something that a lot of guys, including myself, have heard. And it's the statement of, this is me. I'm not going to change for anybody. This is how God made me. And that's valid.
But come on, it's valid.
Are you
rude? If you want me to get out now, just tell me, Ted, get out. But like, yeah, I'm not asking you to go and change your innate habits. Like, do you get what I'm saying? I just feel like this is a love language we're actually talking about here. Why shouldn't you be able to compromise a little bit for me? Do you get what I'm saying? Coherent enough?
Yeah, I understand, but he's a lot, he's expansion.
Okay, I wanted to be coherent, so I didn't want to.
I mean, short episodes, so go.
But it's just, I feel like it's not such a big ask. If you know that I love words of affirmation, if I know that you, okay, now you love words of affirmation, right? I'm not so big on that. But I love you as my friend, and I want you to be happy, and I want you to feel like I value a relationship. Why wouldn't I just text you saying, Dana, I love you so much, I'm so happy we're friends? Do you get what I mean? It's not such a big deal. Like, yeah, that's not who I am, but, like, come on.
So why do you think people think that way, or people are reluctant to?
I think it's stubbornness and pride. I'm sorry. Like, it's not that deep. I'm going to use Tizzle again. Tizzle knows I'm a big, like, hugger. This is this or whatever, and he's not, but he tries. Do you get what I mean? And I see that he tries, so I'm not going to, like, I'm not trying, it wasn't me trying to change him, it was me just saying, so why don't you hug me, like, just stuff like that. And he's like, Ted, no. Do you get what I'm saying? But and I'm like, oh yeah, fine. Or do you get what I mean? Stuff like that. So it's not such a big ask. I'm not gonna be mad if my partner comes in from work. But the reason why I say it's important to compromise is because when you learn your partner's love languages, sometimes will just come to you naturally because you love that person, you just want to make them happy, and you know that's how they feel loved by you. Because it's important to nip it in the bud quick, because when we're 20 years in, 30 years in a marriage, and I never made it known to you that it's important for you to compromise for our relationship, we're all tired now, and you just get home, you can't even be bothered, this, and I'm like, oh, baby didn't even hug me, and like, I beg his hug, what we're thinking about now? I have this meeting in 10 minutes. Do you get what I'm saying? But if from the beginning, I have made you understand that it is important for you to show me some physical affection, do you get what I mean? When we're 20 years, 30 years in, it's not the fact that that's not who you are, it's the fact that you know, oh, this is how my wife feels loved by me. It's not who I am, but I'm gonna try for the sake of us. Yeah. And when you see your wife happy, you too, you would be happy too now. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you want someone to be nagging all the time? Oh, baby, then it's even stressful. So why don't you just try and compromise for the person?
So essentially, compromise is very important.
Very important. And as far as
you, how much compromise is too much compromise?
I feel like you should never lose yourself, no matter what.
So if someone trying to learn your love language, sorry, the question is, can someone trying to learn your love language cause them to lose themselves?
Never ever. Like, it's just love languages. Do you get what I'm saying? It's, I feel like it's not a big ask. I'm not telling you don't take that job in America. I'm not telling you, well, I'm moving to India, follow me. Do you get what I'm saying? That's not what I'm telling you. I'm just telling you, love me how I want to be loved, period. Like, obviously we're not going to sync completely. There will be some changes, and this is not a big compromise. I'm not telling you put up with my mother because she's such a troublesome person or whatever. I'm not telling you something that would make you lose your head overnight. It's like, it's just affirm me, make me know that you still love me or whatever in our friendship or relationship. It's not a big ask, it's just a text. Do you get what I'm saying? It's just flowers if it's for gifting. I'm not, and
more, just a hold of the pinky.
It's just a hold of the pinky on my small toe.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying? It's not such a big ask. Come on. I feel like people, and this is, I mean, people don't know better, but this is just me saying that, like, don't think that someone is trying to, in quote, change you because they're telling you, like, how they prefer to be loved. I don't think that's them trying to change you. That's them saying, I
appreciate you enough to let you know that this is how.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you know that, babe, I really like you and I want this to work. In order for me to feel like I'm actually valid in this relationship,
like, I need you to let you know.
Yeah, what I like receiving gifts. Yeah. I like you to take me out on Valentine's Day. That's when people say stuff like Valentine's Day. Why do I can love you every day? I'm just like, it's not about what you think. Your partner says, if I don't care about Valentine's Day, but my man does, for example. Because I know that's what he likes. I'm not saying that he doesn't think I don't love him every other day of the year, but it's like, on that day when everyone is getting flowers and getting flued out or whatever, he too wants to feel like,
because it means something.
Exactly.
To him.
So come on, no one's saying break your back, but a little, a quick breakfast and a little R&B jam, just something to. Do you know what I'm saying?
Somebody go love.
I swear, somebody go love me,
guys. But that's all from me on this episode. Tedge is going to do the outro. See you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Guys, it was so amazing to be here. I can't believe we spoke for 1 hour and 21 minutes, and I haven't drunk water. But guys, tune in to the Unsaid podcast. Always amazing. Listen to it when you're driving in Lagos so that you can laugh. If not, Lagos people will make you scream and cry. So talk to y'all later.
And of course, watch out for Tejuri's podcast. I put you on the spot, but Tejuri's podcast is going to be out. Tejuri, give us a deadline.
Imagine me. But honestly, Dan, I'm just wearing my microphone and that.
I'll buy you everything you need. I'll buy you everything you need.
Guys, he's saying it now. I would remind you.
Aspire, you give the money and I'll buy it for you.
No.
What do you
subsidize it.
What's
the question? But on the real, watch out for my podcast, guys. Yeah. I can't wait to have you. I'll still.
Definitely going to give you guys a shout out. She's holding my pinky.
My pinky
now. Guys, it's the same podcast. Thanks, darling. Love you. Appreciate it. See you guys in the next episode. Bye.